Brian Scott, Vanessa Ryan, BS and Vanessa.
WDEZ.
Love it. It's my new favorite. Zach Brown Band from the Dave Grohl Sessions.
You have a new favorite song like every other day, right? Seems like, wait, that's what you put on social media.
She likes your music.
I do. I do.
Like every other day, there's a post. This is the greatest song ever. I'm playing it over and over and over again.
You might be right. You could be right this morning. Yeah, maybe. You guys, I don't know what happened to me last night. Something bad happened.
Why?
Something really bad happened.
Why?
Well, you know, I was on the phone and talking to the guy, and he's like, I got to go. Got to watch the draft. I'm like, okay, whatever. Gross draft. Right? So I get home, and we were at softball practice, and I get home, and there's nothing on TV. So I just flip over to the draft.
First of all, there's nothing on TV.
Nothing on TV.
The Stanley Cup playoffs are on TV. The
Whatever.
NBA playoffs are on TV.
I just wasn't into it. So
nothing
I turned
exciting
the draft
on.
American Idol was on.
3 hours later, I'm still watching it. And now...
You got sucked into the draft?
I got sucked into the draft! The most boring,
well, now you
ridiculous...
Now you can talk with your man and sound like you know what you're talking about.
Well, first of all, I don't really think I learned anything. It was just interesting. But I'm in love with HaHa. I know. And is it weird that... HaHa Clinton Dix was drafted the same day that Monica Lewinsky's
Here we go.
Can we, Vanity Fair.
I've heard every joke about
this guy's
name already that we could
Really?
Possibly...
People are making jokes about?
Well, I'm just thinking Monica Lewinsky and HaHa Clinton Dix.
Yeah.
I just think that's like kind of weird. Like, I don't know.
So you're suggesting the Packers need to draft somebody named Lewinsky now and have
no,
them stand
no, not
next
at all.
To each
just,
other?
I just...
That makes me say ha-ha.
I'm sure it does.
Brother. Don't you think that's...
Actually, what I heard, though, is they're keeping an eye on this high school football player whose name is LOL, and they're thinking about maybe bringing him up into the ranks. No?
I guess
LMAO.
I'm getting less snarky in my old
Tom's
age.
Tom's quietly LMAOing right now.
The social media last night was all ablaze with people.
Yeah.
So that I'm not the first person to bring that joke up. Oh man.
No, there are much better ones than that.
Yeah, trashing Johnny Manziel and some of the other players. You know they just
why would they trash him?
Because they think he's an arrogant scumbag who's going to crash and burn.
First of all, I don't know why are they thinking he's arrogant.
Because I guess he might be a little arrogant.
Oh, okay.
He's good and he can back it up, and people don't like that.
When you're good and you can back it up, people don't like it.
Like in anything in American society, whether it's music, TV, movies, sports.
People don't like success.
We build people up
and
then
bring
we tear them down.
Yes. Which is so stupid.
It's the American way.
I don't like people who are cocky and then they can't back it up. Those are the people I don't like. You know what I mean?
Why is everybody looking at me right now?
I feel like
eyes are on me.
You're cocky and you can back it up.
I know people are going to disagree with me, but I think Johnny Manziel might have a career down the road that can rival Brett Favre's. I think he might be another Brett Favre.
Well, good.
Really?
You heard it here first.
The confidence to back up and the talent to back it up. It's going to be interesting to see.
Well, that's
he
good.
Could also crash and burn and be one of these guys that is out of the league in 3 or 4 years.
You know what? I mean, that's life. Anything can happen. But I mean, that's good that you're not getting on the bandwagon. And you're right. It's all these guys that wish that they could have played, and they're not as good, and so now they're ripping down the people who are good. You know, it's true. Think about it. You know, you saw in the crowd all these,
a little pigskin envy there.
Right? Yeah. You know what I mean? I think that's what it is. You know, just like women. They're jealous of other women that have, whatever, better looks or better whatever, and so then they just feel they need to rip them down, which
is
so
it's amazing.
Ridiculous.
People in their 40s, guys in their 40s and 50s still talking about their high school football days.
Right?
And still wearing their Letterman jackets.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And they're playing their rec, football and softball and hockey, and you know what I mean? Yeah. So
anybody in particular you're talking about?
No, I'm just saying in general, it's those guys, and then they think that they're all that in a bag of chips, and then they're mad at this Johnny Manziel dude when he's actually got a good career in front of him.
All right. So. Well, let's see what else is going on. The Brewers play back tonight after a day off. They get the Yankees now this weekend at Miller Park.
How do you think they're going to do?
Good pitching matchup tonight. Yovani Gallardo from Milwaukee against Masahiro Tanaka.
Yankees.
The Japanese sensation will be pitching for New York tonight. So.
Oh.
Awesome.
Whoa, boo.
Yeah, what did you think?
What did
you think? He was going to pitch for the Brewers?
Yeah.
We're going to have two starting pitchers tonight. Mm. Tom just rolls his eyes.
You love me, don't you?
Sure. Absolutely.
That was very condescending.
Is there anything else going on? Hockey? Anything we need to know about in hockey?
Not really.
But there was so much on TV.
Playoffs going on for what? Another 2 months?
Yeah, playoffs continue for a long time. Yeah,
there was so much I could watch other than the draft.
So what could I have watched,
I'm surprised you're not an American Idol fan.
No, I'm not. I love watching Harry Connick Jr. on Twitter, though, because he's the man. His humor is so attractive. It's unbelievable. He can back it up with his looks, too, but he is hotter than Keith Urban.
My wife thinks he's attractive, too.
Oh, it's his it's his humor, and he's so, he's humble, and he's funny, and yeah.
So you're playing him up over Keith Urban, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep. He's got better hair, too. Thank goodness. Keith never should have cut his hair.
And that is what just happened? That's Sports with Tom King, WDEZ.
Yes, and Vanessa in the morning. WDEZ.